Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Saudi Arabia is a desert, of course, with oil under it. There's nothing you can do with oil in a desert, so the Saudis sell it for money. That makes them filthy rich nomads who crave big cities with palaces for them to live in, slums for foreign workers, and lots of fountains, you know, like in Las Vegas. But there's no water in a desert. Call in the engineers. In Las Vegas, another oxymoronic desert city, their engineers' solution was to build one of the world's biggest dams, to create one of the world's biggest reservoirs, which worked for a while, but is now drying up and is likely to make Las Vegas uninhabitable soon. The answer for Saudi Arabia and several other oil-rich desert states around the Persian Gulf was desalinization. Sure, it takes a lot of money to build the enormous plants, $24 billion in Saudi Arabia alone, and a lot of energy to run them. But that's what oil is for, right? So you use the oil to pump and filter and boil the salt water, and you get tons of fresh water, along with tons of leftover super salty water. Worked great for a while. There was one nagging problem attending desalinization for which the engineer's solution was perhaps not as elegant as some others. What to do with all that concentrated, super salty brine? They say that for every problem, there's a solution that is simple, obvious, and wrong. And thus, with desalinization, they decided to simply, obviously, dump the brine back into the Gulf. About 70 million cubic meters every day. Now the water in the Gulf is so salty, from all that concentrated brine being dumped into it, that it is more and more difficult and will soon be impossible to desalinate. Wow, nobody could have seen that coming. In Miami Beach, among several other American cities along the Atlantic coast, rising seawater is beginning to encroach with increasing frequency and depth on the city's streets. Of course, they called the engineers. Their answer? A $500 million project to raise some streets and install 80 super high-capacity pumps to suck the water up before it could swamp the streets. That's just in Miami Beach now, not Miami. And where do they pump all that water? Back into the rising ocean. So far it's working. Hard to see what could go wrong. For the oil industry in California, the question for the engineers was, what to do with billions of gallons of water after it's been used in fracking operations and is polluted with scores of toxic chemicals and may be radioactive? The engineers' answers to questions of waste disposal throughout much of the Industrial Revolution has been out of sight, out of mind. Or in other words, just pump the stuff into a hole in the ground. Problem solved. The oil guys liked it. The state regulators liked it. And so 3 billion gallons of the poison were pumped into the ground, in some cases directly into freshwater aquifers in a state suffering through an unprecedented drought whose surface reservoirs are rapidly evaporating. Eventually, it dawned on someone that this might not be a great idea, and they started shutting the injection wells down. This is why we are where we are, and why engineers and other technical experts are incapable of saving us. Ask an expert where to dispose of some poison, he'll tell you. Come back and say, what's the matter with you putting that crap in our well? And the expert says, you didn't ask me what would happen when we did it. You asked me if we could do it. Engineers are not stupid. but their tricks are stupid. As stupid as the questions they are asked, or not asked. Can we desalinate water for the desert nations of Arabia? Sure. Will it despoil the Gulf for future generations? Well, better not ask that. Can we pump this seawater somewhere or this fracking water? Sure. But don't ask any more questions. Can we reverse global warming, Mr. Engineer? Yes? Great. Wait, why are you reaching for that hydrogen bomb? I have a few more questions.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.